From John and 1 Corinthians, Jesus is claimed in our declaration of our faith in a creedal lifestyle. We declare the one Son of the Heavenly Father. It is John's Gospel that helps us see that Jesus Christ is God. We hear John declaring for us in beginning, much like the Genesis text, how God began to create. John tells us Jesus created, is creation, and is God. We claim Jesus as God because John tells us in the beginning was Word, and Word was with God and was God, and all things were created in Word by Word, and nothing was created that was not by Word, and Word becomes flesh and dwelt among us. It is John the Baptist who witnessed to the Word becoming flesh in the Christ. It is the Christ that brings light into the dark world we live. It is the Christ that brings us to the Father, and because of Jesus Christ, we have been adopted into the family of Christ by his death and resurrection and his ascension to the Father. Our creed is more than just a statement of facts, but a statement of faith. It is supported by Holy Scripture. It is the writings of the one who walked with Jesus, who began the creedal confession. In Christ we have life because of what God has done for us. It is not our actions, but God's actions that gives us life. It is God, by grace, who came down and took human form by the way of a virgin, who gave birth to the child Emmanuel, God with us. It is God who, in Jesus Christ, fed the 5,000 because they were hungry. It is God in Jesus Christ who raised Lazarus from the grave and cast out demons and healed the sick and gave sight to the blind. It was not John or Paul or Peter or your favorite pastor who gave his life on the cross. It was Jesus who allowed himself to be nailed to a cross, suffering for God's creation. It was Jesus who said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." It was the same Jesus, according to Scripture, who God said in a thunderous voice as the heavens opened, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Child of Mary, who would grow to become the one we know as the open gate of the Heavenly Father, is the Word that becomes the light to the world. It is this Christ that I believe is the only Son of God, born of the Virgin, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. My confession of this creed is a faith statement based on Holy Scripture and has been declared by many who are brothers and sisters of the one who gave his life for all who believe. I believe God opens the gate of his salvation in Jesus Christ to all creation, and all are welcome to proclaim this faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Father, you gave your only begotten Son to die for us. We live a life freed from sin and freed from the fear of death. You give us life and life abundant because you love all your creation. Your grace has set us free to love our neighbor the way you have first loved us. In the open gate, Jesus Christ. Amen.